Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive, joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline, Sophia Minert. Sophia, it was pretty remarkable. I know the outcome wasn't what we were hoping for. They lost the game, but it was so good to see Woody back on the mound yesterday.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was a long time coming. You know, we haven't seen him since April 7th. He's only made two starts this season, so just a really long rehab for him, and definitely longer than what he anticipated. But it really, he came back and he looked like himself again. It was five innings. It was two runs. It was two solo homers that he gave up. I think probably just as importantly, no walks for him and the nine strikeouts. So I think it was as good of a return as you could have hoped for Woody. And I think he was really encouraged by it. He felt really good about it. We talked to him after the game. And it's just a great time for him to come back, you know, as we get into right. The final 50 games.
It was pretty neat. It was a good reminder for me as a fan, too, just the emotions that come with something like that. And I know I got a nice ovation from the crowd being back out there. It was a good reminder that, hey, these guys are people. They're just like you and me.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said, too, like, it was maybe more of an emotional day than what he thought it was going to be. You know, he was, even when I spoke to him the day before, he was just very, you know, excited, anxious, nervous, just really ready to go. He said he had a tough time sleeping yesterday morning, was just like really anxious, you know, just wanted to get out there. And he knew that once he got on the mound, you know, things would feel more normal and he'd settle in. So yeah, it was great. There was definitely just a different energy there yesterday. I think everyone was just really excited for him, knowing how much work he put in to get back, and also just what he means to the team. You know, fans love him. He's been with the team the longest of anyone now at this point, and yeah, people just love him.
Speaking of injuries, Sophia, you avoided an injury yesterday. Another foul ball. Do you keep track of how many foul balls are headed your way? And how do you ever take your eyes off the playing field? Because I feel like you're just in the path of a destruction there on the Brewers sideline.
Yeah, you always have to be watching and like mindful of what's going on and try to be ready for everything. I mean, sometimes you don't have time to anticipate everything. And you know, it's like you're also, it's like I'm looking at my iPad, I'm looking at my notes, I'm talking to my producer, I'm looking at something on my phone. So I'm kind of like everybody else. I'm trying to multitask. So, yeah, fortunately, no injuries yesterday. I never want to be the one that's on the IL.
Right.
So, you know, it's like we've got enough going on. So I try to keep myself out of that.
The players say anything publicly about that fight between the White Sox and the Guardians? We had Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson, and just I've never seen anything like that before, squaring up at second base on Saturday. Does that get discussed at all, or does the team say anything like, hey, you know, good friendly reminder, we need you guys, you know, we need you on the field, don't get yourself into trouble with something like this?
No, and there's plenty of conversation about it in the clubhouse. I mean, it was like all anyone could talk about after the game on Saturday once the players came in and saw it on TV or on their phones. So, yeah, you have not seen a fight like that in baseball in a while. But no, there's no, you know, I think these guys know you know, what's expected of them. And that's not something that needs to be formally addressed, but definitely something we have not seen in a while. And I think Tom Hamilton's radio call was pretty epic.
Oh, my God. It was the most amazing radio call of all time. Sophia Minert, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time on Brewers 360.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Be well.
Go!